Welcome. This is Baying the Blue by Victoria Dunmore Forsyth. I'm your narrator, James Singh. Settle in. Astrology Gore, The Beep in the Dark, at 10:28 p.m. Moscow time on October 4, 1957, a Soviet R-7 rocket lifted off from the Tyratam launch site in the Kazakhstan desert, carrying a polished aluminum sphere the size of a beach ball into the sky and desert. The sphere was Sputnik 1 satellite in Russian, and within minutes of launch, it was in orbit 580 kilometers above the Earth, moving at approximately 17,000 miles per hour. As it passed overhead, it transmitted a simple radio signal, beep, 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 beep. Radio operators around the world picked up the signal. The beep that changed the world had begun. Americans who pointed their shortwave radios at the sky and heard Sputnik's signal understood, even if they could not fully articulate it, that something fundamental had shifted. The Soviet Union had demonstrated a technological capability that the United States did not possess, the ability to launch a payload into orbit, and the military implications were immediately obvious. If the Soviets could put a satellite in orbit, they could put a nuclear warhead on a trajectory that would reach any American city. The intercontinental ballistic missile was no longer theoretical. It was operational. The space age had begun not as a triumph of human exploration, but as a demonstration of Soviet military reach. The American reaction was a combination of shock, fear, and wounded pride that produced the most concentrated scientific and technological mobilization in peacetime history. Within a year, Congress had passed the National Defense Education Act, flooding American universities with funds for science, mathematics, and foreign language education. Within 2 years, NASA had been created and the Mercury astronauts selected. Within 12 years of Sputnik's beep, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin had walked on the moon. The path from that first beep in the dark to one giant leap for mankind was 12 years of extraordinary human achievement, driven by Cold War competition and sustained by American political will, scientific talent, and the conviction that being second in space was strategically and psychologically intolerable. This book tells the story of that path, from Sputnik's shock to the moon landings and beyond, through the people who flew the missions and those who built the machines, through the scientists and engineers and mathematicians whose work made the impossible possible, and through the cultural and political context that gave the space race its urgency and its meaning. It is a story about what human beings can accomplish when they decide that something must be done, that no resource will be spared, and that failure is not an option. It is also a story about the specific historical moment, the Cold War, the Civil Rights era, the Kennedy presidency, and the technological optimism of the 1960s, that made that determination possible and that shaped both what was achieved and what was left undone. The moon landing is, by any measure, one of the greatest achievements in human history, the culmination of a 400-year evolutionary journey that began when the first human looked up at the night sky and wondered what those lights were. That it was accomplished in competition with a nuclear adversary, under political pressure that would have been unimaginable in any other context, and at a cost that was ultimately difficult to sustain, does not diminish the achievement. It changes its meaning, and understanding that meaning requires understanding the world from which it emerged. Sputnik and the Shock, 1957-1961. Chapter 1. Sputnik, the beep that changed everything. Sputnik weighed 183 pounds and was roughly the size and shape of a basketball, a polished sphere with four external radio antennas. Its internal systems were simple by any measure: two radio transmitters, temperature and pressure sensors, and three silver zinc batteries that would last 3 weeks before the signal went silent. By subsequent standards of spacecraft complexity, it was primitive. What it represented in October 1957 was transformative. The Soviet R-7 rocket that carried Sputnik into orbit was itself a remarkable achievement. Developed under the direction of Sergei Korolev, the brilliant, secretive, and ruthless chief rocket designer whose identity would remain unknown to the West until his death in 1966, the R-7 was the world's first operational intercontinental ballistic missile. The Soviet military had developed it primarily as a nuclear delivery vehicle. Korolev had persuaded Soviet leaders